You know, I was just watching this movie the other day, Police Academy, and this exact scene. Where did you get that gun, Tinkleberry or whatever his name was in the movie? And he says his mother got it for him. So it was a good scene. Great movie if you want to laugh. But here's what you don't do when the police arrive on the scene. You don't have a gun in your hand, and you don't alter the crime scene in any way. So when the police get on the scene, put the gun down. Show them empty hands. Remember, they don't know who the good guy, bad guy is at this point. So put the gun down. Show them empty hands. Follow their instructions, and they're not going to keep repeating them to you. So you need to follow their instructions, and do not alter the crime scene in any way. An old wives' tale is that if you shoot somebody and they fall outside your house, you drag them back inside. No, that's called tampering with the evidence, trying to make it look better now for you, and it tells the cops you may have done something wrong, now you're trying to fix it. So leave the body where it is. Don't alter the crime scene. Don't start picking things up. There was another story I heard where a guy started picking up all the brass that was on the ground after this gunfight he had with two bad guys. And when the cops get out there, they go, well, where are all the shell casings? And he goes, oh, I picked them up. And they ask him, why did he pick them up? Well, he says, well, I reload. So you got to leave everything alone. Don't tamper with the evidence, okay? And don't say anything you'll later regret. You can say something simple like, he tried to kill me, I feared for my life, I had to shoot. But better still, STFU, shut the F up and tell the police that I'll be happy to talk to you when my lawyer's present. I want to call my lawyer. So that STFU, by the way, is for you. You don't say that to the police. You tell the police, I'll be happy to talk to you when my lawyer's present. I want to call my lawyer. Lawyer up. Don't say anything to them. You never get convicted on what you don't say to the cops. You get convicted on what you do say, especially when it doesn't match the evidence. And do you really think that you're going to convince the police officer, man, I'm a good guy, I'm out here, and he can let you go home? No. He's going to confiscate your gun because that's part of the evidence. He's going to put you in handcuffs while he's talking to you just because he doesn't know how dangerous you may be. And maybe, and most likely, you're going to go down to the station. If not for overnight, for a little while. And by the way, not talking to the police officer is fine. I had a cop once who threatened me with jail if I didn't cooperate and talk to him. He says, well, if you don't talk to me, you're going to go to jail. And I said, great, what's for breakfast? Well, I found out nothing is for breakfast at that particular jail. But you know what? I didn't get convicted of any crime either. Okay, so... bottom line is, a night in jail builds character. A lifetime there makes you a good girlfriend to somebody else. So you don't want to do that. Just spend maybe one night there, that's fine. And let your lawyer do the talking for you.